91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, I did lose my music bed again. I've been doing that every week, Billy. I'm with Billy Connors here. What's up? A crash course for the Ravers show. And Billy, there you go. You're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
We're just getting the show ready. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And what is the sound we usually hear when that show starts, right? When my show starts? Is it this noise? Yeah. You know, I'm not myself without that behind me, you know?
Yeah.
It's my driving force, Jack Nishi.
It starts everything off. Yep.
It's just not right, Billy. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. Marie decided to stay in today because actually I have a gig after this.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she'll go to that.
So she'll go to the Midway.
But she's got to sleep during the radio show, right? We got a great show today, and I got lots to talk about. I went down to New York City. There's some big punk all-star thing down there. Phil Marquette from the Senders just released a book, and a bunch of people played down there. I went down there with Cal Cali. We drove down and drove back all this one trip.
The boys, believe it or not, actually played with the Senders way back.
That's amazing, Billy. You said that in the hallway.
Yeah.
Billy Connors
I'm
here.
I'm trying to remember if it was CBGB's or Max's, but it was one of those two.
Well, they were more of a Max's band.
It probably was Max's
band
we played with them, yeah.
Because, Johnny Thunders played with them and stuff. That's, yeah. Senders. We're going to be playing a lot of that later.
We need to talk to Phil this afternoon. Tell him I said hello.
I definitely will. That's great. And then we have Bailey's band coming on in a little bit. They'll be setting up while Billy and I talk here. I got Billy Connors. You might know him from Cadillac Heart. What else, Billy? The Boys?
Originally from The Boys, Cadillac Heart. I was in Third Rail for a little bit. And right now, Cadillac Heart's sort of evolved into the Billy Connors Project.
Billy Connors Project is the new one.
Playing with Adam Sherman from The Souls and Project Lightning. Ray Fernandez on drums.
Super group.
And everybody's bass player, Mike Quirk.
Yeah, total super group, right? Sure.
So we just did an EP over at our Woolly Mammoth with David Minahan. That's going to be released.
It's got to be good.
Oh, he did a fantastic
and
job.
This is, so we got a piece of it right here, or
yeah,
what?
Absolutely. That's all right. I'll tell you, I loved working with David. It's a joy to work with.
I haven't I think I've seen him, like across a room, but there's always so many people around him. I've never talked to Dave, One of these days, I'd like to get him in here.
If you ever want to get into the studio, I would highly recommend it.
Oh, man. Yeah, that probably takes a little of this, though.
Actually, very reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. You got to know him, though, I'm sure.
I'll make a call for you.
Jimmy James probably knows him.
Yeah, I would think so.
I bet my guys know him. Mm-hmm. So you just want to get right into this?
Sure.
Billy Connors Project? What do you got, Billy?
I guess the first song up is a song called Hurry Up Sundown.
Hurry Up Sundown.
Yeah.
Check it out. Billy Connors Project on A Crash Course for the Ravers. 91.5 MFO. Is that the way it starts?
That's not the way it starts.
No, it didn't sound like it. What up? Somehow already started, I guess. We'll start that one more time, Billy.
There you go.
Yes. Is this the first time it's on radio?
No, it was played on radio on WAF last week.
What's that going on now? It started again?
I'll hang
up. Oh, all right. I thought it was my board again. I'm like, did I start something else? What the?
Sorry about that.
No problem. Hurry Up Sundown. Exclusive debut? That's what I was asking.
For Hurry Up Sundown, this is the first time it's been played on.
Right on. Right here. Exclusive. Boom, boom, boom.
Ta-da.
Sun.
That's fantastic, Billy. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Hurry Up Sundown. That's, yeah, it's going to be a hit here.
Thanks. I hope so. Hope you're right.
I'll be spinning it. Great stuff. So what's going on? You've been playing out?
Yeah, we just did a gig last night at Sally O'Brien's.
Nice.
Had a really nice crowd.
Good
folks.
Turnout.
I was amazed that folks came out in the weather last night, but they did. We had a good crowd.
I had I introduced Hummingbird Syndicate and Cal Cali down the tavern, mm-hmm. So yeah, I probably would have stayed in too if it wasn't for that. It was pretty horrible.
Yeah, and we got a gig, another gig coming up in May on the 26th at the Cantab.
Nice.
Playing with Ready Teddy and State of the Union.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's one of my guys. State of the Union, Joe Moyer. He's our bassist. We share a bassist. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Right. That sounds like a great show.
Yeah, no, things have been good.
Peace. Well, I have Billy Connors here on 91.5 WMFO, formerly of The Boys, Cadillac Heart. Now it's the Billy Connors Project. If you got a question for him, 855-915-9636. I can't wait to hear the next track. What's next, Billy?
I'm pretty sure the next track is a song called I Don't Like You.
I hope that's not true, Billy.
Not. It's not dedicated to you.
Track two?
Yeah.
All right. Check it out. I Don't Like You?
I Don't Like You.
I Don't Like You on MFO. That sounds like a Sendry song. He's got one. I Really Piss You Off. We'll play that later on. I Don't Like You, Billy Connors Project. I Don't Like You, the Billy Connors Project. Digging it.
Thank you.
I don't know why I'm doing that. I'm like rattling around CDs. I know it sounds like crap on the air. Billy says we got the same phone number he used to have when he lived around the corner.
Yeah, I actually grew up right down the street from here in the Ball Square area, and it's the same phone number that I used to have when I lived in Somerville.
That's funny. So you must have a lot of friends around here.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't cost you guys anything. 855-915-9636 if you'd like to say hi to Billy. What are you doing after this?
Going home.
Yeah? Chilling out?
Yeah.
Come see us down the Midway.
Hey, maybe.
Yeah, show this afternoon. Jam for Jade, Jay Henderson. I'll list the bands later, but I got to run from here to there. We Thigh Scrapers go on at 7. 855-915-9636. MFO. Billy Connors Project. What's the next song, Billy?
The next song is a song called In My Place. It was written by Adam and myself, and it's about a bad trip to the Social Security office.
In My Place?
In My Place, yeah.
All right. In My Place, exclusively here on MFO.
And this is another premiere.
Yeah.
The first time.
World premiere. Boom, world premiere. Boom, boom. I gotta get sound effects.
Yeah.
I just liked Hurry Up Sundown so much, I wanted to hear it again. That's all, Billy.
It's one of them earbuds.
This one's In My Place?
Yes.
Right on. Excuse me.
I know my place.
Now, there's one more.
Yep.
And Billy says this is the hit.
This is the one everybody keeps on telling us they love.
Really?
It's a song called Stranded.
Stranded.
By Adam Sherman. And it's my favorite, too.
Because I've loved every one of these. So this is...
Thank you.
Let's see. It's hard to believe, but this should blow me away if that's the truth. All right. Oh. Billy Connors Project. What's it called? Stranded.
Stranded.
Stranded. Yeah. On MFO. I did it again. Having a heart attack. 91.5 WMFO. We're here with Billy Connors. Billy Connors Project. Shows just how different I am than everyone. I mean, Billy said everyone's telling him that's the hit. I'm saying they had to all be chicks.
Absolutely.
Because those first three songs to me, like, rocked the hell out of me, and that one was okay.
Yeah, I guess it's a chick song.
So, you know, if you just caught that last one and you're like me, the first three knocked the ball out of the park for me. That one was great too, but great stuff. Billy Connors Project. Go see them. When's your next gig, Billy?
Our next gig is May 26th at the Cantab, and we're playing with some old friends. We're playing with Ready Teddy.
Nice.
And State of the Union.
Gonna be great.
It's a Friday night show. Should be a lot of fun. Kicks off Memorial Day weekend. I'd love to have folks come on down.
I'll try and be there myself,
and
Billy.
And it's okay to dance.
Of course it is. It's okay to dance right here. Billy's gonna dance on his way out. You want me to send you on your way home with the boys?
Sure.
Right on. It's one of Billy's old bands. We'll play a couple of them. This one's... I'll just say it's the boys.
There you go.
Figure it out.
Like a full-time job. They smile and say they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonely it can be. There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away, and they call it lonesome time, where the broken hearts stay.
What's that, Billy?
It's an old Ricky Nelson song.
That's right. Cramps there doing it. Lux Interior style. Billy just wanted to say bye. I was doing a Cramps block, but I wanted to make sure Billy got to say bye.
Okay, no, I just wanted to say thanks for having us on.
Oh, no problem.
WMFO has supported us for such a long time. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'll turn this up. What's that?
I said you guys have supported us since we've been around, so I really appreciate that.
No problem. Yeah, we were saying, yeah, I think you've been here since the Journey Free Classic Rock days, which is like 10 years ago.
Just let people know that you're playing a benefit this afternoon at the Midway. It's 7 o'clock tonight.
Well, we'll be on at 7. It actually starts at 3.
Okay.
Don't go there yet. Listen to my show. Go there at 4, and the Thigh Scrapers will be on like around 7 o'clock.
And believe me, they'll rock your stuff.
Yeah, and I'll list the bands out. There's a bunch of other bands. Mm-hmm. K.O. Stone, Grave Dancers, Henderson's, a few more. I'll mention them later on.
Well, they're worth going to see. I recommend it. Check them out. And it's a great cause.
Thank you, Billy. I love your stuff, man. Go. Can they find your new stuff yet? No?
The EP should be coming out in June, and we're also going to post it on Bandcamp, I believe.
All right, so look for that. Billy Connor's project. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Billy.
Thanks for having us, Brian. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. MFO. Here we go. Cramps.
Hey, who the- the hell do they think they are?
Ah, they're just a bunch of girls.
My heart's as hollow as an empty glove. And all that I magical music to the strains of a blue melancholy guitar. The music was blaring and the lights burned bright. My heart didn't want to spend it a wild night. She said, Sonny, I can't cure your kind of pain. And then Georgia Lee Brown disappeared in the rain.
Take a ring and tonics, my favorite drink. I don't like anything colored. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn
Dave?
Door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers show. Ah, Billy Connors, great job. Billy Connors Project, look for them. They're playing out. Just look up Billy Connors Project. They have great stuff coming up and played some great songs. If you missed it, listen to the archive later, which I always post. We have Bailey's Band coming on in just a few minutes. And try and get them on at 2. And yeah, what did we hear so far? We heard all sorts of stuff. Billy Connors Project, The Boys, Cadillac Heart, Cramps with Lonesome Town, Get Off the Road, Georgia Lee Brown, Somebody Put Something in My Drink, Ramones in there with Baby I Love You, and Psychotherapy. And yes, I went for a little psychotherapy, and it was funny. Me and my shrink, we were just like started talking about Frank Zappa and stuff, and his favorite albums, Hot Rats. And I actually used to end my song, you know. Now we always end it with the Beatles, The End from Abbey Road. But yeah, when it was Journey Free Classic Rock, I used to end it with Peaches and Regalia. So I thought that was funny. It was like his favorite, my shrink. So this goes out to Larry. It's 91.5 MFO in Medford. We'll be right back. Yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and get ready to get your socks knocked off. Right now, it's Bailey's Band on 91.5.